I had a young lady like telling me that about a guy, like she was dating this dude and the dude had an accident in his car and he called her and during the conversation he started to cry. And she was like, man up.
Yeah, you
do you think you can stop being such a baby?
What do you mean by that?
You women are horrible.
I mean, yeah, females do not want to see any signs of weakness from their man. Period. She don't care if you just got in a car accident. She don't care if your mom just kicked the bucket. Man up. Stop crying like a little bitch. Especially our African-American queens. They ain't gonna put no sugar on it. Man your bitch ass up, nigga. She don't care if you just got in a car accident and broke your leg. Walk it off, nigga. Walk it off. I don't want to hear all that crying shit. Yeah, it's cold. It's heartless. But look, that's how women are. Even if you got a good, sweet, loving, caring woman, she don't want to see you or hear you cry ever, no matter what.
Yeah. She said, man up. He was like, and I was like, why did you tell him that? Like, if he felt like this was a safe enough space to have that type of moment.
Cry.
Yeah, to have that moment with you, why would you tell this man up?
They're not decent humans.
Not all, but most.
And it's all about them, and it's all about them not catching the ick. It's not about human decency. It's about them continuing to see you in a certain light. He should have waited till he got off the phone and then let the tears flow. Because nobody, not even your mama for real, respect a crying man. That's almost like the first thing that pop up in most people's head is man up. Even your therapist probably thinking it for real. Like, if this bitch ass don't stop crying. Real men cry in the shower with their hand on the wall. Period.
I've been divorced before. You know, my first marriage, we made all of the mistakes. Unfortunately, he passed away.
So why did you guys get a divorce?
Because I really wanted something different. It's very unfortunate because he was the most loving, kind person. I had all the love and support that I could have ever wanted. But I think I went through a period wanting money. Like, I wanted to be with someone and be at a different level.
How selfish of me. Let's do all the things that you want to do.
I need the whole loaf. The whole mother.
What kind of shit is that?
So do you think it's too much if I wear these all on the same day?
Yeah, women don't care about a man being super loving and super kind and super understanding. It's about money, status, and excitement for them. They will take money, status, and excitement over loving, caring, loyal, and all that stuff any day. And guess what? She don't care if you gave her a kidney. It don't matter. You gave her two kids and a kidney, and you put her through college, working five jobs. Once she ain't feeling it no more, she feel like she can level up, or she getting bored, she'd drop you like a bad habit and don't care about none of the stuff you did for 20 years and don't ever forget it. That's why my advice these days, at most, live out girlfriend. No ring, no marriage, and we ain't never having kids. You could come over and kick it from time to time. If you need help with something, I'll come through and help out. I'm not putting you in that position to ruin me and break my heart and all that. Take my kids away and all that. Not happening. Ruin me financially. No, I'm not putting you in that position. Get comfortable and start being disrespectful. When you a live out girlfriend, disrespect can easily turn into don't come over no more. Lose my address.
Saw him work all of the time. It's one thing to like work and work and work from like 4 a.m. to 10 p.m. at night, day in, day out, and still have no resources. And for me to work, do the same, and just want a different life.
So, long story short, you wanted a different life and lifestyle than he was able to provide. And so you said, you know what, this, I'm out of here. I need more money.
I was selfish.
Values and morals don't mean anything to women like this until they realize they can't turn heads on the street anymore. There's plenty of call centers hiring because you can at least speak English, so you can do that.
Look, fellas, don't be one of those guys working 12-hour, 16-hour shifts and all that just to take care of some spoiled brat who ain't going to appreciate it anyway, who ain't going to be in it for the long haul. If you want to work hard and work hard hours, do it for you. Don't ever expect to be working hard and working long hours and have your wife and kids appreciate it. Because most of the times they won't. I'm going to just be honest with you. So don't be looking for appreciation in that area. Give yourself a pat on the back after the 16-hour shift. That's the only validation you're getting from it.
and took advantage of a real unfortunate situation, which was he loved me and David unconditionally, completely unconditionally. And when you love someone like that, you really accept their flaws and you accept less than what you should. So really, I should have been a better wife. Every time we saw each other, like, you knew that was your soulmate, right?
Wow. I mean, so he was your soulmate.
That's what you wanted, kid. Now live with it. I don't feel sorry for you, and I hope nobody feels sorry for you. You always gonna have some thoughts just like you who's gonna be, oh, she speaks directly to me.
Sometimes women do grow a heart, and she gotta live with the guilt for the rest of her life. I feel sorry for the man, but I don't feel sorry for her. Yeah, most women don't feel sorry for all the shady, messed up things they did in their 20s and in their life in general until they, you know, 40, 50, 60. You know, when the party in and they don't got nothing but time to sit and think about all the scumbaggery they participated in and all the evil things they did to people who didn't deserve it. It all comes back around, man. That's why I'd say live righteously, because I believe you're going to get paid back for all the wrong you do in this life, one way or another. Okay, let's go over this dating profile. She's 27. She looks like she's attractive. She's 2 years past the mental wall. So she's still in a respectable age to find someone. But one question that you would have to ask is, what have you been doing for 10 years? I definitely need to know your relationship history for the past 10 years. Best case scenario, she had 1 8-year relationship that didn't work out for reasons beyond her control. And then under what she's looking for, it says still figuring it out. That's a bad sign. If you don't know what you want out of a relationship by 27, then it's giving party girl vibes. Under about me, it says I like video games, reading, working out, baking, and cooking. That's a good sign. Most of these women don't know how to cook these days, so I'll give her points for that. Working out, cool. She keep her body tight. But it's like the better a woman comes across on the dating app, it's almost like the bigger the red flag it is. Because if you're so great, why can't you find somebody without going on a dating app? Okay, she's 27, 2 years past the mental wall. We'll take a point off for that. She's smoking something, look like a vape or something, so points off for that. I can see a tattoo on her shoulder blade, points off for that. What she's looking for, still figuring it out, so looking for a long D from Chad, aka. Under what she does for a living, she says that's personal. Look, lady, I'm sure you don't work for the CIA or anything. I mean, look, just put Starbucks and keep it moving. About me, it says princess treatment or gifts. No, thank you. No, I'm good. So you looking for sugar daddies. That's what you on here looking for, basically. So we could just overall mark this one no bueno. Let's check out this profile. She's 49. So she's almost 25 years past the mental wall. And she's almost 20 years past the physical wall. As far as her body type, I mean, she's not fat, but she's so skinny, it looked like she might be on something, if you know what I mean. Allegedly. I wonder where she headed with this little freakum dress on at 49. Under about me, it says I don't need filters. Okay, I mean, that's not really a flex, but okay, I'm 59, but look 49.
Did you know that I can see you?
Definitely not a humble one. I'm outgoing, funny, educated, and only like real alpha men. We know what that means. So this is basically an old washed up party thot still looking for bad boy Brad on a motorcycle. Pathetic.
He shouldn't say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments. Allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat if you spot the heat around the corner.
Am I the most attractive girl in the world? No. But do I have a great personality? Also no. But do I wake up every morning and try and be the best person I can be? No.
It doesn't matter if she's the head of astrophysics or if she's the head of giving head on 4th and Broadway. It doesn't matter, dude. It's the same shit.
I want to build a life. I want a future. Sick of it. Tired of it.
We're saying no to coffin dates. We're saying no to buffer dates. We're saying no to walks in a park.
How much money does a guy need to date you?
About like $100,000.
$100,000. At least $100,000 a month.
$200,000 a month.
We well over $400,000.
$500,000 at the least.
Seven figures.
$1 million? $2 million?
6 foot minimum. At least 6 foot.
Something be under 6 foot.
What height is too short for a guy?
Anything under 6 foot.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.